should only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
82% of young drivers ages 16 to 24 have read a text message while driving. Everyone knows that texting and driving is dangerous, but many of us do it anyway. When you text and drive, you're not multitasking, you're driving blind. By taking your eyes off the road, even for a few seconds, you make the road less safe for you, your passengers, and other drivers. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council and WRUV FM Burlington, where DJs never text and drive.
Shot. The rest of you, I don't know.
Yeah, actually, I might not.
No, you will, Ezra.
This is your last one, really?
Ezra, you're going to be fine. Yeah. Everybody's going to be fine.
No, I don't believe it.
We'll be back.
Okay, we're going to do another song or two.
It doesn't matter any.
Oh, yeah.
Can you play it? Hey,
everyone.
And when the water was high and the sun is sinking low,
all the people inside in the cars are moving slow.
I was watching the tide, every wave it broke the floor.
Outside.
talk.
Just moving
high. And I'm your way.
Do you feel sad from the... Yeah. A little?
Everybody wants it mellow, or do we want, like, this thing? The bigger, bigger thing? Smaller thing? Everyone's quiet. He says all the way back, bigger.
Bigger?
I want every song to be, like, a slow ballad, personally. That's just me, though. All right, let's do this. Should we do a song that we're uncomfortable doing?
Yeah!
I'm gonna try to do the song. It's an important one for me.
Are we kidding?
killing each other.
Ezra Oakland on drums.
Dwight Richer on guitar and vocal.
Nicole Nelson on vocals and bass.
Future. September 26th, Higher Ground. Come see us.
We got vinyl records.
Yeah. We're going down there now, yeah? Do we have time?
Is there anything you want to plug? New album.
New album. It's called Day or Night, and we have it on vinyl and CD and all of the things. Yeah, thank you. New vinyl, September 26th, Higher Ground, and a bunch of like festivals and stuff in Vermont. DwightNicole.com.
And our manager and co-collaborator literally founded Exposure. I didn't want to put him on the spot. Raging.
Thank you guys so much. This is so much fun. We'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place.
Just before we start, could I get some more vocals in my monitor? Thank you. Oh, okay. Oh my gosh, we are on air. That's awesome. I didn't know that. Cool. Hello. We are English Major. And yeah, we're ready to frickin' rock. Yeah, thanks to WREV for having us, and we're really excited. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
This next song, that song is called I Took a Fall. This one is about being a goat.
I was stuck in a petting zoo, looking all over for you, or just something to chew. Said I spent too much time on my own, living that I talk funny now, and I'm emptier too.
Swan Songs for Beginners, and we're really excited about it. And we have a show at the Radio Bean Friday night at like 8:30, and everybody should go there because it's gonna be pretty cool. Yeah. Okay, this song's called Pillager, and it's about Minecraft. I think I need to tune my guitar. Okay, it's fine, okay.
Worship God in the disco ball of love. In the freshly fallen snow, you have pillaged and been pillaged, and now you must learn to grow. But you don't stand a chance. If you love them, you should probably let them know before they turn to go.
live. Once again, we're English major. Album out Friday. Listen. You can? Yay!
Where can people find your music?
You can find it anywhere. You can get it where you stream, but you could also get it on Bandcamp, and it does cost money there, but it's more ethical.
I have a question about your advertising budget, because I remember seeing you guys had posters everywhere, and they were all in color. Like, where did that come from?
Ooh, sorry.
This is our creative director.
Hi, I'm MJ. I manage the creative and aesthetic aspects. You can hire me for, right now I'm doing $50 an hour, but you can use code MJ10 for 10% off if you hear this ad on the radio.
What are your guys' favorite music videos?
Oh. Coffee and TV. Blur.
With the milk.
Also the St. Valentine music video directed by our dear friend, who is a DJ as well, DJ D4.
Go check it out.
It's on YouTube.
Does anyone in the audience have a question? It can be no curse words allowed, but...
Oh.
We got one over there.
Oh, we have a question. By a complete stranger.
Hello. Where could I get merch?
Oh my god, that is such a good question. MJ and I have been working away at this merch. It's tirelessly... It's all thrifted and handmade, but you can cut it at our show this Friday at Radio Bean, 8:30, or you can DM me on Instagram at @EnglishMajor_.
Yay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
What else?
Also, Spencer's going to say something. Also, I just want to introduce the band. We had Spencer on the guitar. We had MJ on violin. We had Rainey on the drums. And we didn't have Hannah here tonight because she's part of the moon mission to the moon.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So she couldn't make
she's
it.
She's the first Canadian.
Yes. Whoa. Anyway, but yeah, Spencer wants to say one more thing.
Come to the show on Friday. My mom's going to be there, so.
Oh. So will Rainey's mom. Thank you.
And they're going to hang out, probably.
They're going to become best friends.
Yay. Best friends.
Okay, everyone stay seated. Next up, we have Josh, Shane, and Co. And Co. Also, if you're just tuning in on air, this is Exposure on the Road. And thank you, everyone in Brennan's, for being subjected to listening to awesome music. And what? And shout out Elise Neely or DJ Double L for getting us on air and Woody Music and everyone at the Davis Center and Jamal and Halal. Thank you.
For all the listeners out there, there is so many people on stage. This is about to be a monster set. I don't want to say too much more for all the listeners in the wires and cables, but wow, this is going to be magical.
Okay, give it up for DJ Gravy.
Thank you. Give it up for Josh Shane.
I can't hear you. Yeah!
What's the first song you're going to be playing?
This is Gede. This is a little number about voodoo. I just met all these people, so I don't know anyone here other than that handsome devil there, Uncle Tater.
Yeah.
Uncle Tater, we'll call him. What's and DJ
up,
Gravy.
What's up with the statue that you found in Burlington?
Okay, well, are we jumping right to that?
Well, while people are setting up,
okay.
You know, maybe
so
we can...
The last time I was here in Burlington, I was sleeping in a graveyard, and my friend and I were sleeping in this graveyard. One morning we woke up and there was this strange, sad statue next to his head. And it was like cradling its body in its hands. And like it had this tiny body and massive hands. And we brought it all the way across the country. We were in Los Angeles. We were walking by this psychic sort of stand woman, you know, with like the neon light, like psychic readings. We knocked on the door. We're like, we tried to get in. She kicked us away. We went back the next day. He had the statue. He was like, can you tell me about the statue? She slammed the door in his face. He went back a third time. And she finally had a reading with him. And she was like, you need to destroy that statue. It's evil. So the statue from Burlington was evil as hell. So then he cast it off a cliff of Monterey on Christmas. It kind of broke. And like, it's so dramatic. This is how he says it. Like, the head like rolled into the water. So you guys think I'm a weirdo, but you're the ones who have these strange statues in your graveyards that are showing up by people's heads. So anyway, just thought I'd tell you that.
Are you about to lift the curse
tonight?
I'm
about to lift the curse with this song right here. If I could get a little bit more volume in my guitar, I think the curse would be more likely to leave. More of them, I guess, can you hear it out there? Can we have more on the monitor then? Not hearing much. More? That's good.
Thank you.
going to do a little tender number here. You guys are going to love this. You're in for such a treat with this one. Thank you. Yeah. All right, get some grub. Everyone get some grub in you. All right, we're in line to get some food. All right. Subjecting them to some weird stuff. So these guys, I don't know any of these guys. I never heard this stuff before. So that's pretty impressive. That's pretty impressive. That was a minor four, apparently. I don't know. I don't know what that is. So
I'm hearing word of a ska song happening.
Oh, I'm a little worried about it. I'm a little worried.
Maybe not, actually.
I don't know. I'm not trying to be a dink, but like my guitar just feels like there's like a lot of high end and like no low end or something. A little more mids on the guitar. Sorry.
Should we try?
Thank you.
like we practiced.
We have time for one more quiz song. One more quiz song.
We do have time. Should it be about the quiz? What is the event?
Pub quiz?
Shouldn't it be about pub quiz?
If you want to sing a song about
pub
quiz.
We love pub quiz. We're all sticking around for pub quiz.
Pub quiz is next up.
Who's here for pub quiz?
We have one. Maybe one person. Okay, we have pub quiz people back there. Nice. Are you going to freestyle rap about pub quiz?
I was thinking about it, but I don't think so. Yeah, we got pub quiz up in here every single day. There's no other way that we even gonna play about the craziness in which we're about to experience, because pub quiz is here another Wednesday, baby. What do I have to say for DJ Gravy? Bringing me to Burlington, Vermont to have babies with all the lovely ladies. And what are we gonna do but play pub quiz till we don't know what to do? I got the quiz here about the prison, about the crazy prison that we know that we be blitzing. I know that that violin is gonna come in and drip, blow my mind into oblivion. Come on.
Josh Shane. It's okay. This has been Exposure on the Road. How are we going to sign off? Quick. Okay. Well, I'm going to keep talking while we take this off the radio quickly. We're very sorry for the dead air that may happen soon. But, you know, it's all right.
There won't be dead air. Come on.
There's not going to be any dead air because we have... I don't know. Does anyone up there want to answer some questions?
Yeah. Who wants to chat?
Okay. We got it. Yeah. Josh Shane's back on the mic for some questions.
Do you want to ask a question? Hey, I have a cordless mic, so... I can do anything I'd like.
If you were a kitchen utensil, what would you be?
Well, I told you... I don't like my answer. So,
we'll change it.
Yeah. Well, if I was a kitchen utensil, I would be.
You'd be a fork, spoon, knife.
No, you'd be tongs. I said I'd be a potato peeler, but that's a terrible way to be.
Make sure not to swear.
Next question.
All right, I got a question. Where are you from, and what is the sound that reminds you of that place?
What's the sound that reminds me of where I'm from? Well, as I said earlier today on DJ Gravy's show, I came from the sewers, and my favorite sound is a rat gnawing on its own kind.
Wow, cannibalistic
rats is where I'm comfortable.
That's a beautiful way to end exposure.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for tuning in.
Wait,
we love
done
everyone
there?
That listens to WREV. We're done.
We're done.
Do you have
they're like, we're done with you. I'm surprised you even gave me a mic after that.
Basically, that's
last
what's
thing.
Happening. We're done with you.
Does anyone in the back have a question?
Any takers for a question? Nope. They're just ready
no,
for pub quiz.
Not you, Capuchin.
They're really ready. You got them really ready for pub quiz.
No Capuchin. Okay.
Goodbye.
Okay. All right.
Hey, if you're listening live, give me a second. I'm going to put some really good music back on. Thank you so much for tuning in to Exposure on the Road. Love all of our listeners. So grateful. If you could be in Brennan, so grateful. It was an amazing set. Sorry we were off air a bit. We were working some things out, as we normally are. Oh my god, I'm out of breath. Running from Brennan's to the station is not for the faint-hearted. I'm gonna play some music if I can figure it all out. But yeah, how's everyone's day? Hope you're gassed after listening to some such great music. Dwight Nicole, English major, Cram Bam, and Josh Shane and Co. It was amazing. Wait, me not trying to fill the dead air. I hope the people in Brennan's can't hear me. Sorry, guys, I'm really, really trying to figure this out. Hello. So if you want to chat in and say it was a great time, that would be awesome. Hope you could hear it for most of it. tune in 2 weeks for Scrum. That should be a great time. That should really be a great time. I'm confused. Is anyone else confused? Hey, how about I play a CD track for you right now? Does that sound like a good time? I feel like it might be. Give me 1 second. This is what radio is all about, baby. Some spontaneity. You gotta have it in your life. Otherwise, your life is boring. You gotta take risks. You know, and that risk is that I don't know how to turn automation back on. So you're gonna hear a track from Ray Vega and Thomas Marriott off of their album East West Trumpet Summit. This one is called Art Deco. I wonder if it came before or after the Lana Del Rey song. Yeah, hope you enjoy. See you on the flip. We'll be right back.
Thank you. could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Here at WRUV, we absolutely love music, but in order to enjoy the tunes we play, we need to make sure that we take care of our ears. If you are exposed to a lot of noise in your workplace, look out for warning signs, such as ringing in your ears when you leave work or temporary hearing loss when leaving work, as these are indicators that your workplace is just too loud. If you have to shout to be heard by a coworker an arm's length away, it is also likely that you are being exposed to potentially hazardous noise levels. If this is the case, you should consider getting earplugs or earmuffs to protect your delicate ears. You may also want to talk to your employer about ways to reduce noise levels at your workplace. Your ears are important, so make sure you protect them. This message is brought to you by your ear-loving DJs at WRUV FM Burlington. Thank you.
where we know where we're going, and we know where we've been, and we know what we're knowing, but we can't see what we see.
Taking that ride.